Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 24 September 2025. And for those that are interested, tomorrow is my wife's, lovely wife's, I should say, birthday tomorrow. I'm not going to tell the age. She can do it herself if she wants to, but I don't want to. I want to live through tomorrow, so I'm not going to say about the age. But I'll give you a clue. This coming November will make us 54 years of being together, wedded together. And so I think that's a pretty good number. I really do. I think it beats a lot of people that didn't make it for a lot of reasons. A lot of them just don't last more than 2 or 3 months before they separate. But nonetheless, tomorrow is her birthday. And I have got a surprise cake coming for her, so we'll go from there. But anyway, we'll get into tonight's broadcast. Before we do that, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. We'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. If you have any questions, comments, anything to do to help, or if you need a place to order a crystal, whatever you need to do, please call us tomorrow between 9 and 4. The number to call, if you don't have long distance, is 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you'll save us money if you'll call our toll number, our toll line, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I do mean that. Our special this month, we end next week, of course, on the seminar, Broken Era. A great seminar, folks. It's wonderful speakers. And a book on To Deceive the Elect. It's about the rapture. Both of those available for $15. That's including shipping and everything. If you want them, just call and let us know. And don't forget, tonight is the last night you can order, or place order to, actually, you can call tomorrow if you're here tonight, for this special for Jim McCanny's water filters that take the place and are better filters than anything I've ever used in my life. And folks, I was a loyal Berkey distributor, and it's a great filter. I'm not knocking Berkey at all. They were good to me, and I tried to be good to them because they did a good job. But Jim's filters do everything the Berkey filter would do. It takes maybe 2 to 4 with theirs. It takes 1 with Jim's. 1 filter will do you 5,000 gallons of water. Now, 4-pack, which will do 20,000 gallons, is on sale for $199, regularly $229. 8-pack, regularly $398, on sale for $378, but if you order the 8-pack, you get 10 filters, 2 free. The same with the 12-pack. If you order a 12-pack, you get 14 of them. Regular price $597, on sale for $497. So you get 14 filters for the price of the 12. Now these filters, if you put them in the bottom tank, the filter, you can use 1 filter. It'll do 5,000 gallons. You can put 4 in. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But multiply the number of fuel by 5,000 gallons. Just how long it's going to last you. They're on sale now and through tomorrow, and tomorrow we need it. So if you want to call tomorrow and place it, don't wait any later than that, please. Because next week there'll be no point in calling. They'll be off sale. That's as per James's orders, all right? So please feel free to call and check and get them. And don't forget now, for those that have Roku access, R-O-K-U, Roku, we're now on Roku. I don't even know how that works. But I know it's not going to be audio. I mean, video, be audio only, but you can listen to us on Roku. You have a Roku, device. Just type in Truth Be Told Radio Network. And you can find us on there right now live. All right. So there you go. I announced that. We will move on now. Tomorrow is our time to put together our monthly magazine. The Minute Man News goes out to the printer tomorrow. It'll be emailed out next week to everybody on our list, where it's right now, we're up in the thousands. You'd like to get thousands more, folks. All we ask you to do is, when you receive it, it's free. It don't cost you a penny. When you receive it, please mail to everybody on your list also. That way we can multiply the numbers with the truth. Hard truth. This is hard copy truth. Well, what you talk about here and a whole lot more. It's hard copy. You can print off what you want and use it if you like. But anyway, so you call the toll-free number I just gave you. Or email me at Pastor Butch, Pastor Butch at StartMail, like you start a car, .com. Pastor Butch at StartMail.com, and say I want to receive your monthly magazine and your news blast, email updates, your news blast updates. We'll send them to you, folks. We have them totally free. All you have to do is call us tomorrow with the email address or email me and tell me that you want it. You get it right away. All right. We're just trying our best to disseminate the truth as quickly as possible, because I don't need to tell you folks, things are really heating up, not just here in this country, but worldwide. Literally, Russia is now threatening NATO and us. And I'm not going to tell you my opinion on that right now, but I'm going to tell you now that the bear is not poking itself. It's being poked, but we'll get maybe another time on that. But our guest tonight, I'm going to give you his name. I'm going to let him introduce himself. We're going to have fun tonight. Alan Hahn is a man after my own heart, and he's a man. He's not a wuss. He's not a wimp. He's a man that believes in manhood, and he's full of what I was accused of a month or so ago, of having toxic masculinity. I am proud of that title. I don't want anyone ever to confuse me in any way of looking at me that I'm anywhere effeminate. Never want that to happen. But are you there, Alan?
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's good to have you, my friend. Now, we talked today earlier, and I told you to make yourself at home tonight. That's exactly what I want you to do. Please feel right comfortable and share what's on your mind. But I want to read one verse out of the Bible very quickly. Then I'm going to turn you loose to say and tell folks who you are, what you've done in the past, and how you got started, what you're going to discuss. But anyway, folks, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Pay attention, you men that call yourself men that are soft and womanish, because heaven is not your destination. I'm sorry. I'm going to read to you. Get back if you want to. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's people who shack up before marriage or sleep together before marriage, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now, that's not talking about homosexuals. The next few words says, nor abusers of themselves with a man's kind. That's homosexuals. Effeminate means soft and womanish. That's what it means. Look it up in concordance. It means soft and womanish. That's, God detests men who have women's, manners and women's ways of living. He detests them. They will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we're talking tonight to men. Maybe you have some questions about that. We'll open up phone lines as always. But our guest tonight is going to discuss something he started, and it's an honor to know this guy. Alan, please tell folks about who you are, what you've done, and why you're doing it.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, and thank you for all you've been doing over the radio for the last several decades. We need more men in the country fighting like you're fighting. But yes, my name is Alan Hahn. I was married in 1995 to my wife, Ann. when I was 25. That poor woman married an unsaved boy in many ways. But we had two kids. I have a 27-year-old son and a 25-year-old daughter. And I came to Christ in 1999, and I would say God has been transforming me by the renewing of my mind ever since. I was in the business world for a while. I taught in Venezuela. I did house framing. I used to work for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I did hostage negotiation. And I finally came into Christian education in 2002. And I've been learning how to teach ever since. But more important, as a teacher, I've been learning how to do spiritual formation in the Christian school context. But God called me early in my time in Christian education, and he called me to start an all-male school primarily for two reasons. The first, as soon as I started working in Christian education, I noticed that we were graduating boys. And I looked around, and so is every high school in the United States that I know of. And most colleges are graduating boys, and none of that should be true. And unfortunately, most women are marrying boys hoping they'll grow up to be men real soon, and that definitely shouldn't be true. But the other reason we started an all-male school focused on biblical manhood is we also wanted to optimize education for young men, because all across our nation, the young ladies are eating the guys' lunch because our classrooms are set up, generally speaking, better for young ladies. In fact, our colleges these days are doing affirmative action just to let more guys in so it won't be 80% women. So I wanted to start a school first and foremost.
I'll interrupt you.
Go ahead.
The college are doing affirmative action so they get more males in?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Really?
Over 70% of our valedictorians in high school are females. Over 70% of our doctoral students are females, and they're crushing our young men right now. I don't want to say that in a negative way. They are thriving in ways that our young men aren't, and they have their own struggles in different ways. But academically, they're doing much better than young men.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we started a place called Iron Academy after Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And naively, I thought, you know what, we're going to sharpen these young men. And we have absolutely done that, but I didn't realize that I was the dullest instrument in the drawer, and God's been sharpening me more than everybody else. But we've been going strong for the last 15 years, and we've been graduating students since 2020. And it's the hardest thing I've ever done, and I wouldn't trade it for a second. It has taught me how to submit more to Jesus Christ every day, and I'm a better man every day for it.
Amen. Very well put. Very well put. And in other words, it's humbled you.
Oh, my. So God is taking a one- or two-talent man, and he's getting about five talents out of me right now. And I expect he's going to get six next year, because he just keeps allowing me to live the life he designed me to live. You know, you've heard this, and it probably makes you sick too, but we hear people out there go, you do you. And you know what? For the non-Christian, that makes perfect sense. But for the follower of Jesus Christ, that is the last thing we should be doing. And we have, it's a paradox when the world thinks about it, but because the world tells us to be us and to follow the heart. But in God's ecosystem, Jesus is telling us, no, you submit to me, let yourself go, and I will transform you and allow you to have the fullest life that you were intended to have. And it's so paradoxical to what the rest of the world is telling us, but it's how we should be living our fullest life, and it's a secret we should not be keeping. We should be telling everybody about that.
Now, you say you've been doing this 15 years. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. At Iron Academy, we've been doing it. This is our 15th year.
And we know you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, but how did you get started at that? I mean, I know your motivation, but what did you do to get together?
Well, the good news is I didn't know enough to not be able to do it.
you're like a bumblebee, yeah. Right? Bumblebee can't fly, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah, so God, you know, when God tells us to do something, we have two choices. We have obedience or disobedience. And maybe that's why he asked me to do it, because I'm at least obedient. But he asked me to do it, and I called a couple friends. I started the board. I wrote the bylaws. And we started raising money. I had no idea how much money it was going to cost. We put this budget together. We started raising money. We started drawing students. And, you know, God has not given us a great business model. He's given us an extraordinary discipleship model. But he makes it happen monetarily each year. It takes a lot of fundraising. We're becoming more and more sustainable. But I would say the way you start a God-honoring school is you let the creator of the universe tell you to do it first. And you find people who are radically committed, intentional Christians who have God's money, who want to use it for his kingdom.
Wow. And, you know, that's so tougher than you think it is, actually.
It
is. I mean, a lot of God's, as my wife says, some Christian pocketbooks are so tight, even God can't get in them.
You got that right. And you know, I'll tell you, especially when you talk about biblical manhood, men are stubborn. If you talk about biblical manhood and a man knows he's not doing what he should be doing, instead of embracing it and saying, hey, I got to do this, he will hide from that. He will go do other things. He will invest in other things. Whereas a woman, generally speaking, if you talk to a woman about, hey, this would be really good for your children if you did this, a woman will do that for her children. But men are often more stubborn, and they flee from anybody calling out their manhood. That's something that's very close and personal to us. Instead of embracing the change we need to do, most men will flee from that.
Well, when I was called to preach, I ran for 2 years, and my wife was miserable for 2 years. And I'm sure my family didn't appreciate too much either. I didn't want to preach. And then when Tom was going to go on the radio, I ran a little longer. But I found out finally after, you cannot run him. Just go ahead and say yes, sir, and do it, because you're not going to win the race.
Yeah, I'm afraid you and I have been to Tarsus one too many times when we should have been going to Nineveh.
Yeah, right. And he will give you a butt whipping.
You know what? I take Psalm 23 seriously. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I have learned to take comfort in his guidance and his protection and even his discipline.
Well, you know, he said, if I don't chasten you, none of mine, you're bastards. So I'm thankful that he chastened me. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. But he never said it'd be fun. He said, if you obey me, you won't do all that. So this is all a learning curve, even for us, isn't it?
Amen. Learning every day.
You know, there are times I'm just so thankful that he's patient. I truly am.
I am humbled by his patience every day. The fact that he knows me by name and he has called me to his service, Alan Hahn, really? The creator of the universe? We have the best of all worlds that we get to live as Christians, and his graciousness and magnanimity just to know me and to use me, it's humbling and empowering at the same time.
Oh, it is. And it is humbling. It makes you appreciate that he's God and you're not. That's for sure, because we couldn't do anything by ourselves. That's just a fact. That's a fact. But now, what was your motivation? I know you said you see boys graduating high school and college, but what were you seeing? I shouldn't say some things. It's in my mind, perhaps, but I see a lot of guys walking around that have not only womanish characteristics, but they even look like a woman. They come around with hair buns and all the other things. I mean, that a man buns, I think, called. So, I mean, these are things that bother me. That's not biblical at all. But you go ahead. Tell me, what stirs you to do this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say my primary motivation is I didn't want these young men to turn out like I turned out. God didn't get a hold of me until I was 29 because I was running away from him. And so when my son was roughly 2 years old, he starts saying the things I'm saying and doing the things I'm doing. I immediately realized that there's a problem. I could tell he was going to be like John Wayne, because my dad was like John Wayne and because I was like John Wayne, and that was my model for manhood. And as far as models for manhood are concerned, John Wayne's not a bad one, but it's also not biblical manhood. So I had to learn very quickly. I said, what does it look like to be a man and follow Jesus? Because it certainly doesn't mean to be wimpy. It doesn't mean to be weak. So I had to learn what that, I didn't even have the term biblical manhood at the time. So I started studying it, and over time I studied other people, and, you know, fortunately we had people like Robert Lewis, who wrote Raising a Modern Day Knight, and some other people. They really started to explore that, and they saw what was happening in our culture. And as the Lord started speaking with me, as I read and digested his Bible over and over and over again, And I will say that I am still figuring this out. I haven't nailed all this. I'm learning every day. But I didn't want my son to be like me. And by the grace of God, he is so far ahead of where I was.
Is he still running?
And my daughter loves Jesus too. And what a blessing that is.
I can't hear him. Can you hear me, Todd? Folks, if you hear me, I don't hear anybody talking, so I don't know what's happened here.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you a second ago. Now, yes, go ahead. You were saying you saw what was going on, and you go ahead and tell that again. I lost you.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's your fault.
So I didn't want my son to be like me, so I had to really digest the Bible and figure out what it looked like to be a God-honoring man. And fortunately, my son is way ahead of where I was at his age of 27. My daughter loves Jesus. She's getting ready to marry a godly man. And I am so thankful that, one, God called me to his service, but that it was in time for my kids and my wife to see that and for me to become a spiritual leader in my home. What a blessing.
Amen. I totally agree. And we said, we were discussing some things earlier today. Folks, if you want a man, men, listen, men, if you want your daughter to marry a man, you be a man. You set the example before her what a man is. A man is not a dictator. He's not a bully. He's a leader. He's a lover. He's a caregiver. He's everything wrapped up just like Christ was. He protects his family, takes care of his family. You show that to your daughter so she'll find the right man when she wants to dedicate her life to an individual. You know, our middle son, Jamie, took after his mommy side of the family. Kind of hard headed. You ever have a child like that? But anyway, he went through some hard roads. He brought it on himself. He brought a lot of things on himself that he's really sorry for now. But when he was going through it, he wouldn't listen too well. And here about 2 months ago, he stopped on the way back from work one day here at the house with Marcia and I. And he asked, Crystal was back here in the office working in the office here with me on Thursdays, and asked her, would you mind just stepping out just a minute? I want to talk to Mom and Dad alone. And the first thing he told me that really almost made me break down in tears was, Dad, thank you for teaching us to man up. I thought, wow. That blessed me beyond words. That really did. And that meant maybe by the grace of God, he actually heard a few things I said, and maybe I told him some truth that made a difference in his life finally. So that was really, to me, a blessing that I've never had it before. That maybe by the grace of God only, I did something right with my family. That made me feel really good inside. You go ahead.
Amen. Amen. No, to build a family legacy, obviously we all know that Jesus has no grandchildren and our children need to choose him. But from what I've seen over the last 25 years in education is, when people graduate high school, young people, generally speaking, the ones that flee the church are the ones that didn't see a real relationship with Jesus in their home from their parents. That's not universally true, but when kids see a real relationship, a right relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's the center of their marriage, they are so much more likely to follow Jesus later in life. So we Amen. Do want to build that legacy.
Amen. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Keep on sharing. That's good stuff.
Well, I will tell you, it has been a humbling experience to start a school for biblical manhood, knowing that I am not the example. In fact, you will love this, Pastor Butch. Our Iron Academy, our symbol is a sword, and it was made by one of the best swordsmiths on the planet, not too far north of you, up in Muncie, Indiana. One of the finest swordsmiths ever. His name is David de la Gardelle, and he's a strong Christian, and he made us this sword. And I also have his first sword, and when families will come by, sometimes I'll bring the swords out, and I'll show these young men his first sword. And his first sword, it immediately, you know it's a sword. And when you show a sword to a young man who's 10, 11, 12, they want to hold it. They start wanting to hold a sword as soon as they're born. When mom gets to the end of the wrapping paper and she's got that tube, it's instantly a sword.
Amen.
And so they see this sword and it's they want to hold it, but it's misshapen. It's not comfortable. It's not balanced. It's got rust on it. The pommel's just riveted on. It's just hanging there. But they know it's a sword. Well, I would say that sword is a good picture of who Alan Hahn is. It stands out. It's like modern-day biblical manhood. Oh, look, a sword. And it's different from everything around it. But when then you look at the sword that David crafted after he became one of the world's finest craftsmen and swordsmen, it's perfect. It's what a medieval knight would have had. It's balanced perfectly. The grip is comfortable. The blade is true. It's got a fuller. It's so sharp. I've cut myself on it several times. But when you see it, you see a superb weapon. People follow him from all over the world, and many of them think this is one of the best he's ever built. And when I compare those two swords, one, it stands out and it's pretty special, but it's not what it could have been. But the second sword, this man's a craftsman. He knows what he's doing. And on one side of that sword is written, because biblical manhood is never an accident. And that's what we want our young men to be. We don't want them to be the misshapen, uncomfortable sword. Still a sword, you can still fight with it, but it's not what God intended it to be. So what we're after at the Iron Academy is to work with radically intentional Christian families and to reveal to the very best of our ability God's perfect design for manhood within each one of their sons.
Very well put, and that's very true. And I'll say this right up front, folks. The blame for the demise of our nation lies behind the pulpits of the churches where the so-called men of God will not take a man's stand in Christ and proclaim the truth. And beyond that, because of that, the homes in America are suffering for lack of men. That's why we have so many single moms running around. We have men who I'll call mistakes with zippers, running around thinking of being a man because they find a woman to go to bed with.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what boils down to. Our nation is suffering because it has very few men. Folks, back at the break, we'll talk to Alan some more and take your phone calls also at 717-300-1698.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we need warriors for Christ, both male and female, but we need men who will lead homes, that will lead the nation, will lead businesses. And I'm saying this, I'll get in trouble, and I don't care. Women have no position, I don't know what word to use. They don't need to be the heads of state, and they don't need to be the head of a church. That's Bible, folks. Pastors and preachers are not feminine. They have to be men. We need men in charge, not women. Not because women are bad. Thank God I got a wonderful woman that's made my house a home and helped me rear three sons that are Christians. No. She's been my helpmate. She's been my strength for years to lean up on sometimes. And she's carried a burden just like I have, believe me, for a long time. But I'm saying men got to be the leaders, protectors, providers. And the Bible tells us we don't as men. If we don't do that, that we have denied the faith and are worse than an infidel. We're not going to be in the kingdom of God if we're an infidel. So our nation is dying for lack of men. And very quickly, before your phone call starts lighting up here, if you don't mind, Alan, explain to us how lack of men have hurt our families and our nation and our church.
Well, you know, that is really interesting because if you had asked me 15 years ago, do we have slavery in the United States? I would have said, no, of course we don't. But we have sexual slavery. We have drug addicted slavery. We have all kinds of bondage going on. And the reason I bring that up is I would say that when we have ungodly men, women and children suffer. But when we have God-honoring men, everybody wins. You don't even have to believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody still wins because a God-honoring man is harmful to nobody unless they are hurting other people, and then it is a danger. But I would say many of the aberrations in our society today, many of the things that are the target of wokeness and in the LGBTQ movement, for instance, are probably the result of bad men who have really hurt people. That's not a complete defense because we have to choose these things as well. But I would say if we had more God-honoring men in our country, we would have far less sexual aberrancy and we would have more God-honoring homes. We would take care of our children better. We would adopt every child that needs adopting. We probably wouldn't have nearly as many that need to be adopted. But everybody wins when we have biblical manhood.
Amen. And I know this gets you in trouble, but my wife will verify this. Women, godly women, all women, but especially godly women, desire a good man to be with them, a mate for life, that she can trust and count on no matter what, that he will do his best to provide and take care of that woman. And that lady, there's no shame in that, ladies, no shame at all, because the man needs a woman to stand beside him and help him stand through hard times. I know that. I've been married 54 years. I know what I'm talking about. But it's a man's fault when society falls apart. It's a man's fault when a family is dysfunctional a lot of times. And not all the time, but a lot of times, because there's no man in the home. Even if there's a male there, perhaps he's not being a man. Maybe he just shows up because that's where he sleeps and eats. Whatever the reason. But we have to understand that we need men of God, not just men who walk around with a hairy chest and a chain around his neck. We need men who are willing to stand for Christ and not compromise the word of God and make a difference in families. And believe me, brother, I'm sure you have already, but I've been confronted by people for taking a stand on what I believe and talk about a family and what it ought to be. I've been confronted. I've been cursed. I've been threatened. But that doesn't bother me. That's like saying sick 'em to a dog. I know I'm on the right track. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've heard that too. I have been called medieval. I have been called an oppressor, which is, that's a funny modern term. But I am an oppressor because I believe that men, godly men, should be the very best in the entire world at treating women well. So there was a study by Nancy Piercy that came out really well, and it was called a meta study. It studied lots of different studies, and she wrote this book called The Attack on Toxic Masculinity. And one of the things she found is she studied thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women, and the women who were abused the least, who reported their husbands loved them the best, and reported their husbands loved their kids best, there was a demographic of people that was by far the very best and it was evangelical Christian men who did the things that you would expect a Bible believing Christian man to do. But the number one determinant of how well a man would love his wife and his children was if he prayed with his wife every night or once a day. If we pray with our wives, that's the single best determinant that we will have a God-honoring marriage. That's pretty spectacular.
It is, and it sounds simple, doesn't it? It sounds like it's so easy, but that's a growth. Sometimes it's hard to pray in front of your wife or your family, because they know all your faults.
They do. But you're right. We have to stand up as the spiritual leaders in our home, even when it's uncomfortable. So my wife was a Christian. I came a little bit to Christ later than she did. She actually got saved at a Billy Graham crusade when she was a girl. But later for me, and it was difficult for me to become the spiritual leader in our home because I was so much farther behind. But the more I realized what my calling was and that God was equipping me to do this, God doesn't equip the called. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. So we Amen. Answer that call, and he equips us to do these things. I tell you, my wife and I I can't imagine we'll ever stop praying together at night.
Amen. Well, my wife and I always have grace before meals, and somebody will call and ask prayer. We go to prayer right then, so we don't forget. We try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what we're here to do, pray one for another. But in your school, Aaron Academy, I love that name, Aaron Academy. I love that. That's unique. What do you try to do with those boys? How do you teach them? I mean, what do you do to shape them up, so to speak?
So we have Well, I'll put it this way. Every successful culture throughout history has had rites of passage where they teach a boy what it means to be a young man in their culture. So they will take him at usually, say, the age of 12 or 13. They will take him away. They will put him under a significant test. And if he passes it, they have a big celebration. They welcome him back into society. The Maasai warriors in Africa, they would have to go spear a lion when they were 13 years old. The Algonquin Indians up in the northeastern part of what is now the United States, when they were 13 or 14, they had to go slap a bear. There are some rituals in the Amazon jungle today. Yeah, I think I'd rather spear a lion than slap a bear.
Golly, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of the bullet ant? Well, it's named bullet ant because its bite feels like you got shot. And there are Indians in the Amazon that would weave these banana leaf gloves with the heads of the bullet ant on the inside, and a young man would have to stick his hand in that glove and have no reaction to the multiple bites from these bullet ants. So in the United States, we don't have a way to teach a boy how to be a man in the United States. And we often don't do this in the Christian church as well. So one of the things we do at the Iron Academy is the first week of school for every young man who's a new student, we take him away to what we call crucible camp. And in metalworking, there are three stages. You have your crucible where you're taking the raw materials, you put them in the crucible, you cook them, and it separates the dross, and you scrape the dross off the top, and now you cool your metal and you've got something you can work with. So that's our first rite of passage. Our second one is called the forging. The forging is where you take that metal and you shape it, you fold it, you temper it, you heat it, you cool it, you shape it again, you pound it, you hammer it, and you shape it into something useful. And then the third stage is called the finishing, and that's where you're sharpening, you're deburring, you're polishing, and you've got something presentable to society. So what we do over those three rites of passage is we make sure we're starting with the right ingredients. We put them through a significant test. A couple years later, when they enter ninth grade, we'll do something called forging camp, where we do 5 days of survival school, where they're learning how to make different shelters that they have to sleep in. They have a solo night, how to secure clean water, how to make fire, how to do all those things. But around the campfire at night, we're really talking about what it means to thrive as godly young men. And then the final one, we want them to show us what they're doing and to do responsible things, to plan out and execute on big trips. For instance, last year our guys planned out a trip to Europe where they went 3 days to London, and we did a Christian walking tour of London that was fascinating. We did 3 days in Paris, 4 days in Munich, Germany, and 4 days in Florence. And they planned out every aspect of it, from the plane tickets to riding the tube in London to getting transportation to Airbnbs to hotels. And we have this term we often hear in our society today called adulting. I don't like that term, adulting, but they did everything an adult would do. Instead of us just giving them this trip, and they had to raise all their money. But so what we do throughout the life of Iron Academy is we give them more and more and more responsibility. Our disciplinary process, for instance, is when we have somebody who's messing up our honor code, we get together, we all talk about it, and every man and every young man, every teacher, we get an equal vote, and we'll say, all right, are we going to hold this young man responsible? And if so, what's his consequence going to be? And you can imagine there are 100 reasons why that's a terrible idea in a school. But it works really well for us because our guys own the honor code and they own the fate of their brother. And that's a huge weight. It's much like church discipline. And I would actually say we practice church discipline better than most churches. We are not the church, but we are part of the Big C church. And I would say those things really help us to grasp what biblical manhood is.
Wow, and I bet most of the young men eat it up, don't they? They love it.
They do, but we're not here for everybody. We are a niche of a niche, I would say. We limit our grades. Our whole grade is limited to 15 young men, and I told you this earlier. Jesus did it with 12, and we can't afford that, so we said 15. So the guys who make it through Iron Academy, And I know you know this, Pastor Butch, but discipleship is hard. It can tax you. It's exhausting, and it's wonderful, but it's exhausting. So the young men who go to Iron Academy, it has to be real, or else why would you put yourself through that? So when we get these guys, if they graduate from Iron Academy, it's because they do love it, and they love that accountability. They love that brotherhood. They know what it means to be a godly man. They're not fully formed. They're going to go through the tests of life and the battles of life, but they're going to do it from a position of strength where they know what it means to be a godly man. And when they mess up, they know who to come back to.
Amen. Well, they own up to it and fix it. That's what you do. So what is your success rate, man? What is your percentage-wise of young men completing this and coming out as Christian young men ought to be?
We don't have many people who leave Iron Academy anymore. When that does happen, it seems to usually be between 8th and 9th grade, because 8th grade is kind of the monster year for young men and for young women. They're going through chemical changes and physical changes and hormonal changes, social changes. That's when our culture is teaching them to tear each other down, to hate everything, to be a victim. And so in 8th grade, we spend a little more time with our guys. It used to be that about 60% of our problems seemed to come from 8th grade. But we started doing some things differently with them. In fact, in a couple weeks, I'll be camping out with them for about a week, and we'll be confronting ourselves. We'll say, all right, guys, who are you? Who do you want to be? What do you need to fix? Dads will go out there with us. We'll camp out. We'll cook meals together. We'll eat s'mores, and we'll swim in the cold October waters in the lake, and we'll have a ball, but we'll act like men, and we'll really examine ourselves and see what we need to change and how we need to love each other better. And it works. And we treat them like men and not like idiots.
Well, obviously you have competition, and I think you're definitely doing it the right way. You compete with each other, and that's wonderful, but you do it in fellowship, not in a holier than thou attitude. You work together, you learn together, but you also compete with one another in a way that you enjoy it and learn from that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Competition is one of those things that can be good for young men. Doesn't mean we compete in everything, but we often incorporate it into the things we do. We have, and for instance, we have three tribes at Iron Academy, and they're named after David's mighty men. So we have Yoshib, Eleazar, and Shema, and they compete against each other. They actually clean the school and their teams together every day. We don't have a janitorial crew. They compete on how well they're if they're having any discipline issues. We have a warrior challenge that they compete against each other every spring. So we do a lot of competition from teams. We do it often individually, but more from teams. And it seems to get the best out of our guys. It works well for us.
Okay. Obviously it is. So we're running out of time fast here, and the lines are quiet. That means people are listening very intently. How do people contact you and find out more about what you're doing? And
IronAcademy.org.
Who qualifies to sign up? IronAcademy.org. IronAcademy.org. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I don't want to give away all our secrets because we have a pretty extensive application process, but we are looking for the radically intentional Christian family who wants their son to be all God designed them to be. Now, I'm sure that all of your listeners out there, well, you've got listeners all over the world, but so when I talk about Iron Academy, it's not going to help most people because they won't be able to enroll. But the book, the Iron Academy book that is available on Amazon, I wrote that for parents. I wrote it for grandparents. I wrote it for people who might want to change their community. But there is a way to build your boys into men. And I would say the number one thing is you have to be intentional about it from the very beginning. And some of your listeners are thinking, well, my son's 15 already. I've lost my opportunity. No, that intentionality can start tomorrow. But part of your identity as a parent or a grandparent has to be, I am going to reveal to the very best of my ability God's perfect design for manhood in my son or in my grandson. And I would say, I am so proud that the Iron Academy book actually shares a lot of that information with people so they can replicate those things in their homes and in their communities. So, you can get that on Amazon, or you can go to ironacademy.org to find out more about us. But I hope that I would love to see Iron Academies planted all over the place. And we had a man from New York City who read the book recently said, "Hey, I want these in New York City." Well, we'll see. I'm not a New York City kind of guy, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I'd say that'd be a ripe ground to work on. I would say for sure that'd be a place that's needed desperately, no doubt about it. And I want to talk to you later about getting three of those books for my sons. They're all adults now. They have children, and my middle son has two grandchildren. But they still need to read this, may pass on to their children also. So I'll talk about that later on. I want three copies of it, please. But anyway, so people contact you at rnacademy.org. And what would they see on there? What do you show them on there? What you can share?
A lot of the normal things you would see, like our mission and vision, but they'll see things about our rites of passage, about how we teach a little bit differently, how we build some of the skills that they're going to need in a rapidly changing world that will be AI dominated very soon. So we talked about truth a little bit earlier, I think, on the break, and the interesting thing that's getting ready to happen is our young people won't know what truth is. Because AI can tell you what you want to hear. We have a monopoly on the truth. This is an exciting time to be a Christian. If I could put the genie back in the bottle, I definitely would, but that's not going to happen. So we were created for just such a time as this. If we can be bold in sharing the gospel, the truth with people, because they are desperately looking for it. And I think the death of Charlie Kirk really bears that out, because it hurts young people, because they saw a man who was ready to speak the truth to confront some of the idiocy that we've been sold over the last 15 years, and he was so articulate about it. We need to be able to share the glory of Jesus Christ, because he does have the answers for an age of confusion. We have exchanged the truth for a lie, but Christians have not, and we have the answer. And I couldn't be more excited to be alive and be a Christian than right now.
Amen. Let's take a phone call. We got a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK. BK, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, BK. Come right on in.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say to you and your fine guest that in 2015, the Boy Scouts allowed faggot scout leaders. Right. And in 2017, they allowed girls 7 to 10 years old in the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
In 2018, they allowed girls 11 to 17 years old in the Boy Scouts. Now, in 2025, the Boy Scouts of America changed their name to Scouting America.
That's true.
Now you look over to the Girl Scouts. Well, they're still called the Girl Scouts. Now, are boys allowed to be in the Girl Scouts? No. It's for girls only. Girl empowerment. And, you know, on another level, you look at these people, I mean all of them, President Trump, all of them, they're against these transgenders doing all this. But the reason they're against transgenders, the whole majority of these people today, is just to protect feminism. Look, if we removed the sodomite faggot, there wouldn't be no transgenders.
Well, I guess that's true. I guess that's true, BK. I can't argue that. I think that's true.
Yes, sir. I just want to put that out there to y'all and to the people.
Well, I appreciate it, BK. Thank you. Thanks for calling
sir.
In. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I mean, the man's telling the truth, folks. He's just laid right on the line like he's supposed to. We're down about the last 2 minutes here, and the phone lines are empty. What do you want to say in closing, Alan? I want you to share from your heart what you want to share, and give us again what your mission is in life for Christ.
Well, BK brought up something about the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts started in 1910 so that they could teach young men how to be men. And it worked very well for a while. we used to value turning boys into men. And as Christian parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a vested interest to build boys into godly young men. And it's good for everybody. It's good for the people we disagree with. It's good for the people we love and agree with. But it's something we have to take to heart. We were created for just such a time as this. We need to take our Deuteronomy 6 duties to our heart. And we are in a fight. And I love what J.C. Ryle said back in 1877. He says, as Christians, we must know that we are men of war. If we would pursue true holiness, we must fight. Now is the time to fight for true holiness and righteousness and to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen. We got another call very quick. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Okay, 30 seconds. I'll take it. First of all, your guest, thank you so very, very, very much for informing people about what men are supposed to be. And since we only got a real short period of time here, but I just want to say, he is teaching men to put on the whole armor of God. That's what he's doing. Right.
Amen.
If you put on the whole armor of God, you know, see, the rest will come along with it. And it's like he said, one of the first things that you need to do is honor your wife, honor your children, teach your children, okay, to put on the whole armor of God at an earliest stage of development as you possibly can. So, and then try to get him involved with someone like this virtuous man is doing. So I thank you very much, and I'm sorry I called in. Usually I only call in once, but not one, you know.
Don't you be sorry, Gary. You're part of the family. Don't you be
thank
sorry.
You, Gary.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. And what was your name again, sir? Let me write that down.
Alan Hahn, H-A-H-N.
Okay, thank you. I think I'll drop you a note.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Take care, brother.
All right. Sweet call. All right, down about the last few seconds here. And Alan, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We may have to do this again sometime if you don't care.
Oh, you're fun to be with, Pastor Butch.
I love doing it again. And you're welcome to come by anytime you want to and join us. If you come up by on Saturday, we have Bible study. Come and join us and maybe share some thoughts and let me know you're coming. And maybe we'll put on a hamburger or something. You never know.
There we go. Now you sold it. All right.
Well, are you a Baptist by faith? Are you a Baptist?
Yes, sir.
Well, I knew if I grabbed the hot dog or hamburger, you'd be there. I'm going to call you about the book, sir, brother. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
God bless, folks. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. See you at night. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.